You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
CBSN greetings from Las Vegas, and it's the end of CES 2018. And this year, we saw the battle of our voices with Amazon's Alexa and Google's Assistant fighting it out for dominance in our lives and the use of our voices. These voice engines are going mainstream, and they're being embedded into everything we know around us. And all these new technologies around us is what we saw at CES. Voices in your car, it's in our TVs, it's in our fridges, it's in vacuum cleaners, robots, medical devices. You know, name it, Eusebius, the future of interacting with technology is going to be with your voice. Now, everything around us is connected, and this year, the Internet of Things, together with these health devices, really illustrated to us the power of this modern technology and how it's going to add longevity to our lives, all driven by AI and big data and, you know, smart algorithms that crunch these numbers, making these health devices very accurate. There was a big jump. At CES 2018, we also saw the massive advances being made in autonomous driving, and cars that will drive themselves in the future are no longer a sci-fi movie. They're reality, and they're just around the corner. In the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see these cars mainstream in our lives. And they are real, and they're coming soon. Than we think. For those who are thinking, hey, this is not going to happen in my lifetime, the golden thread, of course, linking all of these technologies, Eusebius, is artificial intelligence and machine learning. And today's gadgets have become really smart and intuitive because the processing power that they have and the connectivity to the cloud means that they're now starting to teach themselves, and computers learning new tricks without humans have to actually physically put in those commands. The more interaction and input from humans, the better they get. Now, between the drones, the robots, the voice assistants, the televisions, the healthcare devices, it was really difficult choosing the top gadgets from CES 2018. But here's some of them that stood out. There was Sony's robotic dog, Aibo, that stole robotic show, Eusebius. This dog is so cute. I mean, Sony have introduced a dog like this in the past, but this one has got the future of AI and sensors packed into it. And it's quite unique because this robotic dog from Sony, which is going to go on sale towards the end of the year for those people who want a robotic dog and not a real dog, you've got to train this in the same way that you teach a puppy. And it learns and it customizes the attention it gets from you as an owner. Now, LG also released a fascinating 65-inch 4K television that rolls up just like a magazine does. It rolls into this compartment, and I saw it in front of me with complete disbelief. And as it unfolds, this 4K quality is amazing. But what this is about is the flexibility of using the space in your home for other things. And of course, the future of foldable screens has just opened up. Samsung released a massive television called The Wall, which measures almost 4 meters in width. And it was like so big. It's like being at the movies with this incredible, incredible quality. Samsung says their new TV is customizable and modular, which means that you can technically build a television for the size of your home in the future, which is where this one is going. One of the other cool ones, and I don't know about you, Eusebius, but I hate folding clothes. And a company called Laundroid introduced the world's first automated laundry folding robot. And what this does is you put your clothes in this little compartment. It's got sophisticated artificial intelligence and cameras which scan your clothes, work out whose clothes are whose, and what kind of clothes it is, what kind of items of clothing there are, what colors they are. And it simply goes about folding the clothes, and, you know, it takes a bit of time to do this, but I'm sure it's going to get a lot faster in the future. But essentially what this does is it folds your clothes on your behalf, so you no longer have to fold your clothes. I suppose next step is going to be the clothes. But, you know, folding clothes, taking that chore out of your everyday-to-day life, I think that's a big win. Uber's competitor Lyft partnered with BMW, and they were illustrating self-driving cars. It was fascinating to watch these cars. They had 20 different locations, and they literally, as you ordered the car, in the same way that you order Uber, it's the competitor in the US called Lyft, it picked you up, dropped you off at the location. And although there were humans behind the wheel, they were there just as a safety precaution. But essentially, these cars drove themselves to various locations, just indicating the power of autonomous driving and how real it is. And then, Eusebius, finally, Philips introduced a headband for those of us who struggle to sleep. It'll help you sleep better. The Smart Sleep headband has two special sensors that detect periods of slow wave sleep. So you almost put it over your head like a beanie before you go to bed. And this intervenes with a technology using special tones to increase the depth and the duration of your slow wave sleep to help you sleep better at night. And it actually won quite a few awards at this year's Consumer Electronics Show 2018. And that's a wrap from CES in Las Vegas. So many more devices. We've put the link up on the Technobyte website where you can see all the different gadgets that got the awards. There were so many robots. There were so many wearable devices. The autonomous cars that we hear this year. The 3D printers. The drones. There are so many of these, literally thousands of gadgets that were introduced. Many of them won't see the light of day, but most of them are going to add a significant difference to our lives. Cheers from Las Vegas, Eusebius, and I'll see you again next week.